A reading from the book of the prophet Hosea. Israel is a luxurious wine, whose fruit matches its growth. The more abundant his fruit, the more altars he builds. The more productive his land, the more sacred pillars he sets up. Their heart is false. Now they pay for their guilt. God shall break down their altars and destroy their sacred pillars. If they would say, "We have no king," since they do not fear the Lord, what king could king do for them? The king of Samaria shall disappear like foam upon the waters. The high palaces of Avon shall be destroyed, the sin of Israel. Thorns and thistles shall overgrow their altars. Then they shall cry out to the mountains, "Cover us," and to the hills, "Fall upon us." Sow for yourselves justice. Reap the fruit of piety. Break up for yourselves a new field, for it is time to seek the Lord, till he come and rain down justice upon you. The word of the Lord. Thanks be. Seek always the face of the Lord. Seek always the face of the Lord. Sing to him, sing his praise, proclaim his all wondrous deeds. Glory in his holy name. Rejoice, O hearts that seek the Lord. Seek always the face of the Lord. Look to the Lord in his strength. Seek to serve him constantly. Recall the wondrous deeds that he has wrought, his portents and the judgments he has uttered. Seek always the face of the Lord. You descendants of Abraham, his servants, sons of Jacob, his chosen ones, he, the Lord, is our God. Throughout the earth, his judgments prevail. Seek always the face of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to drive them out and to cure every disease and every illness. The names of the 12 apostles are these. First, Simon, called Peter, and his brother Andrew. James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. Philip and Bartholomew. Thomas and Matthew, the tax collector. James, the son of Alphaeus and Thaddeus. Simon the Canaan, and Judas Iscariot, whom betrayed Jesus. Jesus sent out these 12 after instructing them thus, "Do not go into pagan territory or enter a Samaritan town. Go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, and as you go, make this proclamation, 'The kingdom of heaven is at hand.'" The Gospel of the Lord. So today Jesus picks the 12 disciples who become the 12 apostles. And as he picks them, again, we see that one of them was Judas, the Jesus who is God. Still, when he picked people, some of them would betray him and betray everybody else. And so we shouldn't be too surprised when we have people in our midst that betray us, or people who follow Jesus betray us, or some of the apostles betray us. That's all part of the reality. But remember, it was one out of 12. We don't make them all bad because of Judas. They're all saints, except for Judas, as a matter of fact. And so we gotta watch how we paint our pictures and how we judge people with long and big strokes. The first thing. The second thing is Jesus says, "Go and proclaim the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Now again, as Pope Benedict points out, the kingdom of heaven is not a place. It's a person. It's Jesus himself. So what he's doing is saying, go ahead and proclaim to the world that I am here, because Jesus is the kingdom of heaven. Jesus is God. Where Jesus is, there is peace. Where Jesus is, there is life. Where Jesus is, there is salvation. And so our job too is to proclaim the kingdom, meaning we proclaim Jesus. And we proclaim Jesus by what we say and by what we do. So let us today try to do everything just to proclaim that Jesus Christ is here. May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let us stand and let us give to God.